Murray Borello says pig and cow poop is killing everything in some of the water he studies. He's a geologist and has been researching water pollution with chemists and biologists at Alma College in Michigan. Borello says there's no fish in parts of the river because all the animal feces running off of nearby farms.
It's very obvious. It's this kind of brown, mucky, murky-looking substance.
That poop is full of phosphorus, nitrogen, and other things that cause pollution problems. It creates algae that clogs up waterways and sucks out all the oxygen. Borello says some of the farms house more than 10,000 hogs. Farmers sometimes hold 20 million gallons of pig manure in lagoons. They liquefy it and spray it on fields for fertilizer. But Borello says it's too much manure, so it runs off the land and into the waterways. In some places, it's the same water used for drinking water, and the same rivers drain into the Great Lakes. On the northern side of the lakes, a Canadian scientist says he's found a possible solution to this pig pollution problem. It's called the EnviroPig. Cecil Forsberg has genetically modified pigs so they produce less pollution in their waste. I met him at his research barn at the University of Guelph in Ontario. There are no windows, just a ventilation system. And wow, it's hard to concentrate. The smell of pig waste is so strong. He introduces me to a group of EnviroPigs. They're about a year and a half old. He says they have no detectable difference from regular pigs.
They have four legs, two ears, a snout, and they like to dig in the shavings.
But while most pigs poop out a lot of polluting phosphorus, Forsberg has made the EnviroPig into a much better machine for digesting phosphorus. He's no Dr. Frankenstein, but to do it, he did use DNA from a mouse. And he says it's considered a safe technique, but he knows it makes people cringe.
There's no mouse in these pigs except for this little fragment of DNA.
The mouse DNA allowed Forsberg to add a bacterial gene to the pigs. It's that bacteria that triggers the pig's salivary glands to start the digestion of phosphorus. Forsberg says the waste from these pigs does a lot less damage to the environment than most pigs.
There's a reduction in the phosphorus in the manure by up to 60%. And that's important because phosphorus is the component in manure that is the first one that's problematic.
And it's part of what chokes the oxygen out of waterways, killing fish and other aquatic species. Forsberg wants to see EnviroPigs bred on the global scale to reduce pollution from the growing number of large-scale hog farms. Back in Michigan, water specialist Murray Borello says reducing phosphorus pollution from giant hog farms will benefit water quality. But he does not think a genetically modified pig is the answer.
The problem is it does not address the issue of all the other stuff that is very concentrated going into surface water and groundwater.
Stuff such as nitrogen and ammonia. Borello says a better solution is to reduce the size of hog farms so there aren't so many pigs concentrated in such small spaces. But the EnviroPig is starting to get some traction. When Forsberg and his colleagues created the first generation of EnviroPigs nearly 10 years ago, the question was, could they do it? Today, seven generations of pigs later, the question is, will people eat it? Until recently, the U.S. government hadn't allowed the sale of genetically modified meat, but the Food and Drug Administration recently published guidelines for it. And some industry analysts say you could be eating pork from animals like the EnviroPig as soon as 2011. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.